It's 88.5 KCS, and this is exciting. Oh, you know, this is why the station is here. A band that we like to consider, you know, part of the station. Dawes is joining us. Welcome back to KCSN, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Taylor Griffin, Tay, and Wiley are here. The new album, which you're just, I guess, seeing your own physical copies?
Yeah, it's the first time we've seen the CDs.
All your favorite bands that has something to do with the content matter, as we will get into in a moment. I guess the first thing I noticed about listening to the record, relationships, easier sung than done, pretty much from what I get from the tone of some of the songs. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really feel like I was writing songs about love lost or longing or any more than I ever have. Seemed, you know, pretty much... a balance of that, because there's some songs that, like, I Can't Think About It Now, or even All Your Favorite Bands or Things Happen, that don't really deal that much with that. But yeah, there is definitely an element of relationships that have entered into the songs, especially with songs like Now That It's Too Late, Maria, or Somewhere Along the Way. And it's a common place for a songwriter to go. I really just try to write what feels most honest and write what I'm feeling or thinking or experiencing. And, you know, sometimes that's, especially with, you know, the weird lives we lead of always being on the road and stuff, that I guess comes up once in a while.
I think also in the songwriting sense, the songs that have been given to us from Dawes, you know, sometimes relationships aren't the most intimate and personal ones, that they can extend to the guy who's in the airplane seat next to you, though, like from the window seat would say. So it really becomes, I guess part of it was you've written on a more, you know, social view. You've taken a social view at times, and then times more personal and intimate view.
Yeah, and that's a hard thing to do. You listen to some writers that are very socially conscious, and it can be pretty rough. It can be pretty hokey or pedantic. And then some songwriters that are only living in that personal space, and it becomes a little bit a question as to why they're even doing it. You know, it seems to be just some mere announcement of their bad feelings rather than any sort of suggestion at the end of it. And I don't believe that songs are art. There's no like responsibility to offer up anything at the end of the experience. But I do feel like they're, I don't know. I feel like in for me, the richest experiences I've had with songs or with any kind of art have been the ones that have forced me to see it from another perspective, whatever the situation is, whether it's sitting on an airplane or, you know, breaking up with somebody.
Or breaking up with somebody on an airplane.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend that, because what are you going to do the rest of the flight?
Yeah.
Late night drives and hot French fries and friends around the country, from Charlottesville to good old Santa Fe. When I think of you, you still got on that hat that says let's party. I hope that thing is never thrown away. I hope that life without a chaperone is what you thought it'd be. I hope your brother's El Camino runs forever. I hope the world sees the same person that you always were to me. And may all your favorite bands stay together. Now I'm just waking up and I'm not thinking clearly, so don't quote me. With one eye open, I'm writing you this song. Ain't it funny how some people pop into your head so easily when you haven't seen so long. I hope that life without a chaperone is what you thought it'd be. I hope your brother's El Camino runs forever. I hope the world sees the same person that you always were to me. And may all your favorite bands stay together. You thought it'd be. I hope your brother's El Camino runs forever. I hope the world sees the same person that you always were to me. And may all your favorite bands stay together. And may all your favorite bands stay together.
At this point, what's different in making a record as a band than from the first time you went into a studio?
I think we have such better senses of ourselves, not only the way we play together, but also as individual musicians. I think there was a time where if a song needed a guitar solo, a part of me was wondering how to do it or what to do. And you know, sometimes I would reach outside of my limitations to try to do something that was very foreign to me. And sometimes I would do something, you know, very simple and very within a certain box or something. And I'm sure those two things will always continue to happen. But I do think that with this record, it was the first time where we could really, just be more aware of what we do rather than say to myself, man, it'd be so cool if this kind of solo happened here. I would approach it more like, well, this is how I play guitar. This is what comes out, or this is how I sing. And I think that was an approach from all of us, even with the writing. There was an element of, well, this is what I'm working with. This is what's coming out. So, and I think that obviously we always want to get better. We always want to challenge ourselves. But I do think that we are at least getting to a place where we're recognizing what it is that we do and how to do it well. We're continuing to explore, but definitely leaning on our what we consider our strengths.
How much is your recording process like? Here's a demo. How much of is it? Okay, here's basically a demo structure, and let's go find the song.
It's generally demos, and then we arrange it together. I think it's been the same in that respect since the first record, and we've always kind of played our parts. I think to speak to what Taylor was saying, we're more comfortable with ourselves and more comfortable with what we're more in touch with what one another do, and it's become easier to let each other do, you know, what we're good at. So it's, we each play our role, and I think we're getting more comfortable in our respective roles, and we know when the band's on, you know, it's like we can play to our strengths. We know who does what well and who to look for certain ideas or suggestions or sounds or whatever it is.
Said
Worked with three different producers now. Three?
Mm-hmm.
Right. As you went towards Dave, what was it about Dave that made you think he might help right. us capture?
Well, I think, you know? Like, when I was actually talking to him, like, you know, what do you think about who should produce our record? I, you know, to be honest, didn't really think that he, I knew he was a great producer because I love those Gill records and he produces those. And then also his Machine record is incredible. Yeah. And then I knew he did Old Crow. I knew he did Robin Hitchcock, like peripherally. I didn't really know that. But I knew that he'd worked with these artists. But I didn't think of him as just a producer that was in the running for bands whenever they were looking for producers. And I don't think he really is, in, like, even now. But I think that, you know, once every so often, he'll get interested in doing a project. And so I was really coming to him as a friend for suggestions of other guys. And
he cleared his throat and said,
Yeah, well, yeah, it was funny because we hung out and then a few nights later there was a fundraiser for a friend who had some medical bills he couldn't pay. And we played and Dave came and played with us and we played one of our new songs, a song called Right on Time. And he heard it and he was like taking it in. And then we, you know, we share a manager and stuff. And all, again, we're friends. So I, you know, we started getting the message that he was like, you know, I could do this. Like, I know what you guys are doing. And it was such a blast working with him. Not only are we friends, but he's so deeply musical. He can have any conversation with any four of us about voicings, dynamics, whatever it is. He can talk that language. And then also, you know, he said to us at the beginning, he's like, you know, I feel like I know 60% of, he's like, I feel like I have a handle on 60% of what we were about to do.
The video for Things Happen would be a good indication of a band that's willing to let their individual guards down and yeah. have some fun, because I'm sitting there going, well, You can't put Precious on anything that I saw in that video.
Yeah.
Whose concept was that video?
That's our buddy Kevin Hayes. He actually designed the record cover, too, and he took all the photos in there and did all that stuff. But, yeah, we were looking for a music video idea, and he had it within, like, one thing that we were trying to develop just wasn't going to pan out, and within, it was like 5 days of him saying, okay, I have an idea. We said, let's roll with it. And then he came to LA, we filmed it. And then 2 days later, it was edited. And all of a sudden this thing that never existed was this completed video that has really, you know, even done a lot of good work for us. Like it was on NPR First Watch and stuff like that, which we've never had a music video that has been this, you know, just viewed.
Involved. The true crime we'll be thinking is just one person's fault. Like an honest signature on a fake ID. Like the guilty conscience with the innocent plea. You can just ignore it, put it out of mind. But ain't it funny how the past won't ever let something lie? Let's make a list of all the things the world has put you through. Let's raise a glass to all the people you're not speaking to. I don't know what else you wanted me to say to you. Things happen, that's all they ever do. In a different time, on a different floor, I might mourn the loss of who I'm not anymore. So I'm driving up to Oakland for a good look back and a few revisions to my plan of attack. Let's make a list of all the things the world has put you through. Let's raise a glass to all the people you're not speaking to. I don't know what else you wanted me to say to you. Things happen, that's all they ever do. I think I'll see Lily, see where she stands. Can't help how I feel, I don't think anyone can. Sometimes we're lovers, sometimes we're friends. Behold the magnetism between two dead ends. Let's make a list of all the things the world has put you through. Let's raise a glass to all the people you're not speaking to. I don't know what else you wanted me to say to you. Things happen, it's all they ever do. We can qualify the spirit guides you listen to. Oh, why are moms compelled to bronze your baby shoes? I don't know what else you wanted me to say to you. Things happen, that's all they ever do. 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 We'll be right back.
We know that on 6-2, we were fortunate enough to be part of welcoming a lot of our fans to the Masonic Lodge at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which is what, like we call in the business, an incredible underplay. That's going to have to be a joyous experience for you to really, you know, play in front of a crowd and play a lot of the new songs.
Yeah, I mean, it's our hometown, and we've always felt like we don't get to play here enough, you know. And I understand we pretty much play here as often as we play everywhere else, once a year, you know, more like once every 18 months, it feels like. But this time it was important for us to make sure that we got to scratch that itch of just playing L.A.
And you're going to be playing the Bluegrass Situation Fest at the Greek on 10-3. Again, I mentioned the Lone Bell and a couple other acts that are really part of the DNA of this radio station. For us, like seeing that, it's like, yay! those are our favorite bands. Pardon the pun, but it really is. I mean, there's a little irony in that comment, but it's true. 6-2 at the Masonic Lodge, and then again, on the heels of what's going to be one of your biggest touring cycles to date, we're going to welcome you back with open arms to the Greek at the Bluegrass Situation Fest on October 3rd. I'd be patronizing to say it, but here we go. you know you'll hear every cut on KCSN. It's Dawes live on 88.5 KCSN. Go, guys, go.
All right.
Thanks so much.